And if you'll bow your heads, we'll run to the Lord. Father, this is what you showed me this morning, and I'm asking you now to bring clarity and manifestation of your grace in Jesus' name. How many of you watched the Super Bowl? Put your hand way up. Okay, male and female. All right. Well, this can be blamed on Ron up in Canada because he's the one that sent it to me. And I don't always open up everything that I get from him, but there was a press to open this one up. And it's called Super Bowl Signs to the World by Doug Addison. On Sunday, February 3rd, my daily prophetic word was, a prophetic sign from God will be seen around the world. During the third quarter of the Super Bowl game between the Baltimore Ravens and the San Francisco 49ers, half the lights went out for 34 minutes in the New Orleans Superdome. This was a sign from God seen around the world. Now you say, well, yeah, it was boring. So let's take a look at the significance of the number involved. It's quite fascinating. Say, Father, give me ears to hear.
Father, give me ears to hear.
And a spirit to perceive.
What you're talking to me about.
Even if I might not be a bowl fan. Amen? So here's what it happens. When the lights went out, the score in the game was 28-6. 28 plus 6 equals 34. The lights were out for 34 minutes. The power outage sign happened in the third quarter. 3/4. You got it. The winning team's score was 34. God spoke to me in more detail about the prophetic significance of the repeated number, 34, and the fact that only half the lights went out. Have I got your attention? Say, God can use a football game to wake up anybody. Including me. All right. If you're listening to the Lord, he'll use anything and everything. He'll use a book on a shelf. He'll use a letter in the mail. He'll use a telephone call. He'll use a program on TV. How stubborn can you be? He'll give you a dream. He might even give you a kick in the rump. It's okay. However he does it, let's get him to do it. So that you won't be depending on who know who. If you won't depend on who, your who, which is self, you should be depending on him. Got it? We are the light of the world, Matthew 5:14. Half the lights went out because God wants us to notice that we are operating at half power. Many Christians keep thinking that God is judging our nation and the world. Yet God is actually holding the church accountable right now for not extending love to those in need. Love is powerful. And what's the choice of the music you had? Did you see the connection? Revival is waiting to happen in San Francisco and other areas, but many Christians have gotten caught up in their opposition and dislikes for the spiritually outcasts, people groups, causing their own light to diminish and go out. Did you hear that? People groups causing their own light to diminish or go out. God spoke to me that pride and prejudice have blinded many Christians. I should have heard an amen. At least half as only half the lights went out. The significance of number 34. During a time of prayer last week, I had an encounter with bright flashes of angelic light. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me about the details of the number 34. Ezekiel 34 makes a prophetic comparison. So if you haven't got Ezekiel 34 written down, I suggest you write it, because you can check the details in a minute. people who need God and sheep. It goes on to say that shepherds who do not have God's heart of love are allowing the enemy to ravish the sheep. God spoke to me that this prophetic application of Ezekiel 34 is about Christians who have not had God's heart for people in need and have driven them away. This chapter in Ezekiel is widely used against leaders, but God isn't talking about Christian pastors or leaders. It is, in this context, just regular, everyday Christians. So it's not all about the leadership, it's about everyday Christians. Many Christians have driven people away from God. How many have ever seen that happen? Thank you. You have not strengthened the weak or healed the sick or bound up the injured. You have not brought back the strays or searched for the lost. You have ruled them harshly and brutally. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd, and when they were scattered, they became fools for all the food for all the wild animals. Ezekiel 34, verses 4 and 5. Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says to them. See, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Not talking about shepherds. He's talking about the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you shove with flank and shoulder, butting all the weak sheep with your horns until you have driven them away. I will save my flock. Try it on. Say, God will save his flock. They will no longer be plundered. I will judge between one sheep and another. And I'm not giving up my job for you to judge and condemn. It's not your job. Say, look at your neighbor, get retired right now. You're not the judge. Even Judge Judy don't count. She's not even here. So no. That's Ezekiel 34, verses 20 and 22. If you didn't write it down, check it out. Ezekiel 34, 20 and 22. God is looking for people who show love. God is the judge of each person's heart and motives. This is a time to step up and be light in darkness. Did you hear me? That means God so loved the world that he would actually allow you to go out into the world and anoint those that are hurting. And refresh those that are in the wrong relationship. Oh boy. That went over real big. I don't want your eyes to be open right now. I just want you to close your eyes for a moment. How many of you have someone in a relationship that is out of the normal? Either homosexual or lesbian or whatever. All right. Thank you. If you've got your hand up, you know what I'm talking about, and you know this judgment by the church kills the future of that person. Put your hand down. Thank you. God is the judge of each person's heart and motives. This is a time to set up and be light in darkness. We really can love people who have been wounded by religion and by Christians who don't love as Jesus does. You see, prejudice and criticalness will cause you to head right into this trap set up by the enemy, so that these people will never have a chance to come out of where they are. If it wasn't for God's love, where would you be right now? Got it? It's not for me to criticize where you are and who you are. It's not my job. My job is to love you where you are. Ezekiel 34, verses 23 and 24. Watch his word. I will place over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will tend them. He will tend them and be their shepherd. I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David will be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. Ezekiel 34, 23 through 24. David is symbolic of someone who loved God and will be a warrior to protect and draw the outcast to God. David's mighty men were outcasts, 1 Samuel 22, 2. Check that one out, because that was part of a vision a week and a half ago. Right here. 1 Samuel 22, 2. This is a time in which we need to have a heart like David. For the people who have been wounded and driven away from having a relationship with God. Because they're different. Or because they're broken. If they're different and broken, they qualify for the world. As far as most Christians are concerned, because they don't want them in their church. Oh, I should have heard an amen. So if you have any of this background in you, it's time to change your mind. And if you haven't got an ability to change your own mind, ask God for help to change you. How many of you have ever had a problem with brains? Thank you. Let's not go there anymore, okay? God is making a covenant of peace with those who have been wrongly driven from churches and judged harshly. He is repaying them with blessings as a tipping point has happened in the spiritual realm, and their cries for justice have reached his ears. Ezekiel 34, verses 25 and 26. It is interesting that this chapter of Ezekiel ends with verse 31, which was the exact Super Bowl ending score, 34 to 31. You are my sheep, and my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, and I am your God, declares the sovereign Lord. Ezekiel 34, 31. How many are feeling the anointing right now? Because if you set your heart to love, all that other stuff is going to walk away, and God will clean them up. Not you. Who died and made you boss? Or the critic that says, I can judge. You're wrong. Now, I know I might be stepping on toes, and if I step on toes, I will repent later. But you have a right to your opinion, but it doesn't make it right. A prophetic word that came to this man December 2011. I prophesied on my blog and webcast in December 2011 that something centered around Candlestick Park, where the 49ers football team plays, will be seen around the world on December 19, 2011. During Monday Night Football, the power went out twice at Candlestick Park. A power surge blew out the old generator. This was a sign saying the old ways of operating will not be able to handle the new power coming from God to replace and reach places like San Francisco. Say ouch. Yeah. You know why? Because some people have given up on these cities and they would like them to be destroyed like Sodom and Gomorrah. And don't put your hand up because I don't want to see that. A new way to operate. God is revealing new strategic ways to operate so that we can be more effective in our changing times. Here are a few things you can do now. Are you ready? Breakthrough religiosity, which is being too religious to connect with people. Some people are so holy, nobody can stand them. And they can't stand anybody either. Tell me if that's love. That's Kim's inversion, okay? The next one, love people unconditionally like Jesus did. That's your commitment. And if you haven't got it, love for them, ask God to create it in you. He's able. He can do all things. You don't have to agree with people to love them.
Being nice in the face of disagreement is a start. Separate religion from politics. God's heart is for people, not politicians or political parties. You can indeed be politically active, but we cannot justify hatred towards people as hating what they represent. Allow people time to experience God. Sometimes requiring them to change too quickly will do more harm than good. Forcing them to do something they're not ready to do. A few weeks ago, I was watching a person on television. Happened to be a lady teaching. She went to a restaurant and ministered to a waitress. And the waitress accepted the Lord. And the Lord said to the lady, leave her in her relationship because she's already living with her boyfriend. Leave her alone. She's not ready to leave. I will convict. And she was smart enough to listen and waited. And it took a while for the Lord to orchestrate this person to change in her heart that this relationship needed to be adjusted. This was the Lord's doing and not people pushing. You know the difference? People pushing would have pushed that person out of the kingdom. Not God. God's job versus our job. Jesus said in John 16:8, that's John chapter 16, verse 8, that the Holy Spirit will come and convict the world of guilt in regards to sin. Isn't that cool? You don't have to do it anymore. God's task is to convict people of sin, and ours is to love people. Love your neighbor as yourself, Matthew 22:39. And when we do love people and also love one another, they will know that we are true followers of Jesus, John 13:35. So if you're still wearing your critical hat, I suggest you walk on it for a while or burn it. I realize that this may be a difficult prophetic word for some people. I am doing my best to present what I heard from God without sounding judgmental myself to those who are inadvertently mistreating people. My hope and prayer is that we can all love one another without judging. Love conquers all. God help us to love freely like Jesus did. Give us the power to love wholeheartedly, especially those who haven't loved in the past. And if you want to check his website, it's DougAddison.com. Now, you say you kind of picked on us. No, I didn't. The Word did. The Word is to eliminate the painful spaces in you that need to be removed. And I know you can't do those things on yourself. Doing your own surgery is kind of stupid. Because you know what's going to happen? You're going to go right back to it. But if you rely on God's anointing of love for those who are broken and busted and in wrong relationships, whatever that might be, the Holy Spirit will change them through you. I should have heard an amen. Close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus, I can't do this myself. But I'm expecting the Holy Spirit to convict those that are in wrong relationship and those who are in other relationships. That's totally your business. And you're more than capable of healing them. When you're ready and when they're ready. And leave me out of it. Give me the grace to love them. Right where they're at. And love them the way they are. Because Jesus chose me the way I was. And God knows I had lots of prejudices. A lot of irritating thought patterns. And a lot of wrong behavior. And he didn't change his mind. He's still working on me. Created me. The love of Jesus for the broken, for the rejected, for those that are totally incapable of functioning in a church society. Because they got so caught up by the prejudice and the proud and the ignorant. I asked Jesus to bless me in this and bring the ones that you're ready to bring in. And by God's grace, I'll love them. Right where they're at. Just the way they are. Because God's in charge. Amen.